7th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 130 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, and tonight is debate night. And we will have live coverage right here at InfoWars all night long. All night long. So it's not just the fastest 3 hours on the internet. It's the fastest 3 hours on the internet and then bonus time with the entire InfoWars team and crew. And we'll be up here doing pre-debate and post-debate coverage. It's going to be a late night. The debate is going to be starting at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 90-minute debate. Now, as I'm sitting here reading up as much as I can, it appears there are new rules or regulations or stipulations. Any way they can possibly try to fix this debate against Donald Trump, they're in the process of doing still right now. So we've got a couple of these updates when we come back. And it's such a curious thing that we may just take calls and see what people are anticipating for tonight. And I've thought long and hard about this, and I've kind of wavered, you know, who's got the most to lose? Who's in a position to fail? I mean, how is Joe Biden really going to do this for 90 minutes? What the disappearing act of Joe Biden? I mean, that's the big story, really. Even more so than this debate. Who knows what impact will this debate really have? Well, what about the fact that Joe Biden just disappeared for the week? He's the president of the United States. He needs a week to prepare for a debate. Well, then, gee, what does he need to do to prepare for the day-to-day to be president? What does he need to do to be prepared to make the biggest decisions that could alter the course of this country's history? If he needs a week for a 90-minute debate. Now, there's all these polls out, and I'm not talking about presidential polls. I mean, oh, are you going to watch the debate? Are you going to watch the debate? Is it a big debate? And it's like, this is going to be one of the most anticipated debates in modern history, even more so than the last Trump-Biden, even more so than Trump-Hillary, if you can believe that. Now, that's the polls, so who knows? I guess the ratings will tell us, but there's such a large viewership on the internet now, which CNN is actually trying to curtail, if not totally shut off. That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story. We do have some geopolitical news we're going to cover today. And there's just weird stuff coming out of the Biden White House. It's not coming out of Joe Biden because he's doing God knows what, preparing for the debate. But they really want you to know. I mean, they really want you to know how gay they are. They want you to know badly how gay they are. Like, you know, one step short of penetration, letting you know how gay they are. So it's just crazy. The regalia at the White House, the posts from all the White House accounts. It's just insane. Oh, and from the military too. The military wants you to know they're really thinking about gay pride. So we got that. The Biden administration is claiming border encounters are down. So it's like if they went from like 10,000 one day to like 8,000. They're like, oh, look, border encounters are down. Same game they're playing with inflation. Oh, inflation is down. No, inflation is permanent now, up 10% since Biden got in. So we got all that. And we got some great guests coming up today, too. We got a great candidate for Congress, Jared Sessler. You've probably seen his viral campaign ad. And then I guess we would say Hunter Biden's ex-girlfriend, London Roberts, with her new book about the wild life of Hunter Biden. She's joining us on debate night. Talk all about it. All that and more coming up.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So, as we are here, mere hours away from our debate coverage, the first presidential debate for 2024 between Biden and Trump, and CNN is in the process of finding new ways to try to fix it and rig it against Donald Trump. Now, I've thought long and hard about this. Who has the most to lose? Who has the most to gain? What does the rig job against Trump really represent? Maybe before we get into that, I should lay out some of the odds and ends leading into this. Now, for beginners, and this all happened months ago when they agreed to do this debate and Biden laid out the list of demands. And the list of demands, which were met by CNN, were there would be no studio audience. Now, it sounds like there's supposed to be some studio audience, but I guess now they're going to be in a different room or a green room or something, and they won't actually be there for the debate. So that's kind of a unknown. Will they actually be in attendance? They'll be in the venue, but it sounds like they're going to have them in some back room or green room or waiting room. And not actually in the arena, if you will, which is actually a pivotal bit of information, considering CNN is now saying we're going to have the debate on a 2-minute delay. So in case Joe Biden has any slip ups, they can edit it out in live time. But we'll revisit that. So the Biden campaign, the Biden team lays out its list of demands. No in-studio audience. Microphones have to be able to be muted. It has to be Democrat operative moderators. In this case, Jake Tapper, Dana Bash, well-known Democrats. It's not even, I mean, they're anti-Trump Democrats. So, okay. And of course, all of these rules, no RFK Jr., he can't be on the stage. All of these demands made by the Biden administration, CNN, oh yeah, so willing to agree upon. And Trump says, yeah, okay, let's do it. And you could understand this. Trump wants to get in there. He wants to get his chance to say his piece and get Biden in the arena, even if the whole thing is rigged against him. And before I get into some of these new last minute rules changes, I've kind of wavered thinking about this, but actually them rigging this debate against Trump is probably going to be a positive. And I know that sounds hyperbolic, but let me explain. The trust for the mainstream media is at an all-time low. The trust in politicians is at an all-time low. Trump represents the antithesis to both of those entities, the mainstream media and politicians. So even though he has the most to lose, I think, going into this, when you think about it, is Trump really going to lose any of his voter base? Probably not. Is Biden going to lose any of his voter base based off tonight? Possibly. Now, the more important aspect is not the Trump voter base or the Biden voter base. It's the centrist. It's the unknown. It's the undecided voter. Now, what's a phenomenon that is always popular? What is a phenomenon that is popular in movies and TV shows, or yes, maybe even perhaps the WWE? You pit one man against three. You pit the one hero against the three anti-heroes. You put them in a cage match. You put them in a rigged match like WWE. And who does the crowd always end up rooting for? Who does the crowd always end up cheering for? Who does the crowd always end up pulling for? The guy who's one against three. So I think it actually works to Trump's advantage. I actually think it will play for Trump like the 2016 Republican primary debates, when it was like 16 against one and he came out on top. People like an underdog. People like when everything is pitted against the one man who stands tall and firm. Now, having said that, Trump still has to play his hand right, but I think he's dealt a winning hand, even though it's all rigged against him. The fix against Trump actually, I think, plays to his advantage. He needs to play it right. Now, okay, how does that fare with the undecided voter? Maybe it helps Trump. But then there's Joe Biden. If CNN really has the ability, if Joe Biden has a major slur or a major F-up moment, and CNN really plans on finding a way to cut that out in live time, how important is that to the undecided voter? That could be pivotal. I mean, worst case scenario, we're talking about Joe Biden pitching a loaf right there on the debate stage. Maybe I'd say the odds are, however jacked up they have Joe, whatever drugs they have him on, whatever wires they have him plugged into, he's going to have moments where he stutters and slurs and gets confused up there. That's a guarantee. But if it's kind of short span and they can just get him right back on track quickly, maybe they can just edit that right out on the live stream and nobody sees it. And if nobody is in the audience, and if nobody's actually in the room, and even the feeds they have going to the green room where Trump's team is and Biden's team is, if that's on the network feed and not just a raw feed, then nobody's even going to know except Trump. So does Trump have to go in there with a recording device? Does Trump have to have a recording device on his person so that they can't edit out Joe Biden's fluff-ups and flubs and slurs and blurs and toots? Are they going to pat Trump down to make sure he doesn't take a recording device in? I wouldn't be surprised. Why else would CNN say, we need to have a 2-minute delay? Now look, there's always a delay on network television. There's just a natural latency. And then there's also a built-in delay. And depending on whatever technical services you're using, you can have a long delay. We have a delay on this show in case people call in and curse and we have to dump that, or, you know, we play a gay pride parade and two men start rubbing their genitalia on kids and we have to dump that out. So that's a common thing. But to make it a 2-minute delay during a debate, well, what would be the purpose of that if not to edit something out you don't want the people to see, meaning something happens to Joe Biden, you don't want people to see it? Now, this is the more obvious case that we said earlier. There are two anti-Trump Democrat operatives moderating this debate. I mean, ridiculous levels of anti-Trump, calling him Hitler, engaging in mass propaganda campaigns against him for years on CNN, Dana Bash and Jake Tapper. So yes, it is 3-1. It's probably maybe more than 2-1. And Biden is just kind of like a floating entity out there, just kind of floating around. You're not really sure where it's going to go. So it's really Tapper and Bash against Trump, and then Biden just kind of a hovering head. You don't really know what's going to happen with him. Neither does he. Oh, by the way, Joe Biden refused to take a drug test. Trump should just volunteer to take a drug test just to even make that a story, how Biden refused it, because it's going to be mostly ignored by the media. Trump should probably bring that up, by the way. And see, that's the problem. If Trump, say, by the way, Trump did volunteer to take a drug test, but he said Biden had to do it too. I'd just do it anyway. If Trump brings up the fact Biden refuses to take a drug test and he's probably all hopped up on uppers or who knows what, is CNN just going to cut his mic, cut the feed? If Trump starts talking about the Biden laptop that they lied about, Hunter Biden laptop, if he starts talking about Biden saying he had no business with his son's business dealings that he lied about, caught lying, we have the records, the emails, the transcripts, the bank records. CNN just going to cut Trump's mic off, cut the feed. Trump starts talking about Jocelyn Nungary, young girl that just got brutally raped and murdered by two illegal migrants. They're just going to cut the feed. How does this go? How obvious is the rig job going to be? How obvious is the fix up going to be? And do they really plan on using the 2 minutes of delay that they have to essentially censor what happens from the American people? Now, here's some more information about, can there even be anybody in the studio other than the two candidates and the moderators? And this just broke. Colin Rugg reporting, he has the official statement from the White House Correspondents Association on CNN refusing to allow journalists in the studio. So again, it sounds like it's just the two anti-Trump moderators, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, which tells me, are they setting it up for a censor? Are they setting it up to censor it in live time? Here's the statement from the White House Correspondents Association. WHCA is deeply concerned that CNN has rejected our repeated requests to include the White House travel pool inside the studio. Folks, most of those are Democrats. They don't even want the Democrat correspondents to see what they're going to do in there. This is crazy. Through conversations and advocacy, we urged CNN to grant access to at least one print pool reporter for the duration of the debate. Just one! And White House Correspondents Association has been informed that one print reporter will be permitted to enter the studio during a commercial break to briefly observe the setting. One, surely a Democrat operative, will be in the studio during the break, not during the live debate, during the break. That is not sufficient in our view and diminishes a core principle of presidential coverage. The White House pool has a duty to document, report, and witness the president's events and his movements on behalf of the American people. Yeah, they can even decide what's on camera, what's not on camera. Full censorship and editorial control. Brought to you by CNN. This isn't a presidential debate. It's a 3-on-1 handicap match. Trump versus the Democrat establishment. The pool is there for what ifs in a world where the unexpected does happen. Like a Biden... The pool reporter works on behalf of the entire White House press corps. Print pool reports are an important part of the historical record. Yes, but we can't let the people see what Biden does in there. Further, the pool is screened by the U.S. Secret Service and travels with the president on Air Force One, so there is no security issue. The Biden campaign told WHCA it supports our request. Yeah. But of course, that's because CNN is doing the Biden campaign's dirty work. So the Biden campaign, oh, of course we want journalists in there. CNN says, nope, no journalists in there. Oh yeah, please. The CNN is the Biden campaign headquarters. Give me a break. Give me a break. Oh, the Biden team said they're okay with it. Why won't CNN be okay with it? Because CNN is the Biden team. What a joke. Trump campaign said they had no problem with it either. And they requested their own press corps be in there. Also rejected. Tonight's debate will have no audience present. I mean, just totally unheard of. And includes format rules that can silence candidates' microphones. So they'll be shutting Trump off the whole time, so it's not even a debate. We don't know how this will play out in real time. A pool reporter is there to observe what is said and done when microphones are off or when either candidate is not seen on camera but may speak, gesture, move, or engage in some way, a.k.a. Biden squats down and drops a load. WHCA believes this principle of coverage matters. The White House travel pool has been included in past presidential debates, and we believe that standard of access is essential. Precedent matters for future debates. This is the new rules for the debate. It's the Democrats get to totally rig it against their opposition. Don't you see? The Democrats are going for one-party rule in all things. All things media, all things politics, all things education, you name it. It's Democrat totalitarianism, ladies and gentlemen. There can be no opposition. This is the new precedent, whether it's them imprisoning their political opposition, censoring their political opposition, rigging debates so that the American people don't know what's going on. That's the Democrat Party. Corrupted to its core, consciously engaged in totalitarianism because there is no other future for them. There is no other means to an end with their policy goals. Now, there's another big story floating around that is also not a small deal. And I want to explain some of this. It's so illegitimate that I hate to even cover it all, except the problem is it is a little legitimate. CNN's presidential debate rules irk other TV networks. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road here. Normally, the presidential debate is run by and essentially owned by the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is a nonprofit. And because of that, it's fair use. Well, here's the problem. The Commission on Presidential Debates, who normally sets the rules and standards, that's how it's gone every presidential debate in modern American history until the Democrats changed the rules, changed the game, and rigged everything against the American people. This debate is not owned by the Commission on Presidential Debates. This debate is owned by CNN. And CNN has basically made statements through press releases saying that they own it and no one else can cover it or air it. And the only people that can have been given express written rights by CNN with all kinds of different stipulations on how they're allowed to cover it. So, again, do people understand how significant this is? This is CNN. This is the American left. This is the Democrat Party. This is the corrupt fake news media claiming that they own the debates. These are not for the American people. This is for CNN to make a profit and to rig against Donald Trump. This is so unheard of. Now look, there's all kinds of different little ins and outs of this, but that's really all you need to know. CNN owns this debate, not for the American people, but for CNN to make money off of. Now tell me why for the first time in modern American history, instead of this debate being run by the Commission on Presidential Debates, a nonprofit so that it's free and fair use for all Americans, as it should be, tell me why CNN owns it now. Well, isn't it obvious, ladies and gentlemen? CNN owns it because the whole thing is a rig job against Donald Trump. And the only way Joe Biden was going to do a debate is if they could rig it for him. There was not going to be a presidential debate if it was through the Commission on Presidential Debates. Because they would go with the normal standards of how debates are always run. And in that case, Joe Biden would be a miserable failure. So, and they pretend like, oh, CNN's neutral in all this. CNN is the Democrat Party. So they cut the deal that CNN would rig the debate for Joe. They'd get the debate and they'd pretend to be the neutral hosts and moderators, even though we all know it's going to be cooked against Trump. And they said, all right, Biden will agree to this fight, but CNN needs to go in there and slash Trump's throat and snap his femur and puncture his lungs before he goes into the arena. Okay, CNN says, yep, we'll do that. And then they say, oh, this is a neutral debate. The rules apply to everyone. Trump's up there bleeding out, lungs screeching, and limping because they snapped his femur in half. So this is all unprecedented stuff, but it's the same story, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrat Party wants one party rule. This is a totalitarian group of tyrants that we're dealing with here. That's why they want to own the debate. It's not for the American people. It's for them to run their propaganda. If they can censor anything out of this debate that they don't want the American people to see, they will do it. Whether it's by muting Donald Trump's microphone, taking Trump off the screen, or taking Biden off the screen. If Biden has a moment that they don't want anybody to see, they'll hit the delay and go off air. And they think nobody will know what happened because they're not letting anybody in the studio. So this whole thing is rigged. Now, having said all of that, as we're about to witness a 3-on-1 WWE-style handicap match against Donald J. Trump, everybody's going to see it. Everybody's going to know it. Even the average American that's just passive in politics is going to observe this and tell, they're going to be able to tell something is off. Something is not right about this. They're going to be able to tell it, and their intuition is going to send them in the right direction that they're rigging it for Biden. But who does the crowd always pull for in these moments? Who does the neutral observer always seem to gravitate towards in these situations? Well, it's the underdog. It's the guy that has the match rigged against him. That's who people end up cheering for. That's who ends up being the endearing figure. So despite everything that they're doing, I still don't see how Joe Biden can win this debate. Even if he wins a rigged debate, everybody's going to see how it was rigged. But what chances does Joe Biden have in a 90-minute session of not having at least 5 major gaffes? We all know why he didn't want to take a drug test, but will it be enough for 90 minutes of Joe Biden not messing up royally? Can CNN edit it out if he does?
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency, controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement that would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the
weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Now, I do wonder, and I think it's going to be a big story tonight, how the censorship of this debate is going to happen. And now I'm not talking about them censoring Donald Trump or delaying out a Joe Biden fumble. I'm talking about independent journalists or other networks that restream this on YouTube. My guess is YouTube and Facebook will be ready and cooperating with CNN's demands that nobody else is allowed to air this except CNN. So I could see a lot of censorship happening tonight on those platforms. X may be a bit of a mystery if they'll comply with demands for people to censor this debate for CNN. Rumble, kind of the same story. And who knows how litigious CNN is planning on getting with this. But again, where the rubber meets the road, this is not the Presidential Debate Commission that's running this. It's CNN. So in other words, this debate is not for the people. This debate is not for the American voter. This debate is for CNN and Joe Biden. And that's it. So this is all communist totalitarian bullshit. But what would you expect in the Democrat run America of 2024? Now, here's a little expose. CNN goes behind the scenes and they show you what it's going to look like while they're censoring Donald Trump in real time, because they have their little microphone doohickey set up so that they can just mute Trump whenever they want. And this is how it might look. So this is a presentation from CNN.
If we go behind the podiums, you can see two green lights. When they're on, they signal to the candidate his microphone is on. When the green lights are off, they signal to the candidate his microphone is off. Now I want to give you a sense of what it will look like for viewers at home if a candidate whose microphone is off interrupts a candidate whose microphone is on. So I'm standing at one podium, and I'll ask Phil to come in and take the other podium. And so let's say I'm answering a question. My light is green, and I'm speaking. Phil's microphone is off, and his green lights are not illuminated. He's going to interrupt me as I'm speaking, and this is what it will sound like. My volume remains constant, while Phil's interruption can be difficult to understand.
Now, let's try the opposite. My microphone is now on. Victor's microphone is off. And he's going to interrupt me. My volume remains constant, while Victor's interruption can be difficult to understand. Now, CNN's production team has shared this demonstration with the campaigns earlier today, and we're sharing it with you, our viewers, so everyone fully understands how tomorrow night will work. Now, we should note, by agreeing to participate in this debate, both campaigns and candidates have also agreed to abide by these rules.
Ooh.
The CNN presidential debate airs live tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Now, this is actually going to be hilarious because Trump's not going to shut up. They can turn his mic off. He's not going to shut up. Now, the question is, how does that look? There's no doubt if they shut Trump's mic off and he keeps talking, Joe Biden is going to be confused as hell. And he's going to stumble and slur and blur his words and probably even forget where he is or what he's talking about. So it could be a strategy for Trump to just keep talking to just mess up Joe Biden. Now, I don't know if the candidates will have access to what's actually on the screen. If I was advising Trump, I'd say, okay, if they shut your mic off or you're trying to go at it with Joe while he's talking, I would say keep talking. It'll screw up his flow. He'll have a total brain fart, and that'll make him look bad. But if they have his mic muted and they have him on the screen on a split screen, then I'd say probably don't keep talking because I think that might be a bad look. So I'd say keep talking when Joe is talking and you're not on the split screen to mess him up. But then if you are on a split screen and they have your mic muted, then don't keep talking because that'll make you look bad. I hope those are the same measurements they've made. That's kind of how I would view it and play it. And when you look at that, you could see it just doesn't look good to be up there talking when your mic is off. But you know that will send Joe Biden into a state of confusion. If he's trying to talk and someone else is talking, he won't know what the hell's going on. So they said they shared that with Trump's campaign. I mean, that clip went viral, so I'm sure the Trump team has considered what they're going to do about the moderators muting him. Man, what kind of drugs are they going to have Joe on tonight? They all but confirmed it when they refused to take the drug test. They might have, I'm telling you, they'll have some pumping drugs into him. They'll have some time release thing in his system. Who knows what they got? This is a guy who falls asleep. This is a guy who can't do press conferences. This is a guy who can't make press statements longer than 10 minutes. And his last 20 public appearances, he's done something awful as far as a gaffe or forgetting where he is or who he's talking to or where he's supposed to walk. So I just don't know. I don't know how they pull this deal off, but they're going to go for it. And then how bad is it going to be when Joe Biden says 51 intelligence agencies said the laptop was fake, laptops confirmed real. When Joe Biden says Trump said that both sides, he said neo-Nazis were very fine people. Are the moderators going to step in and correct Joe Biden? Are the moderators going to step in and fact check Joe Biden when he lies? When Joe Biden says inflation is down, when Joe Biden says the cost of living is down, when Joe Biden says gas prices are down, when Joe Biden says encounters at the border are down, when he makes all these ridiculously false claims, are the moderators going to step in and say, now hold on a second? Or is that only going to go one way? Are the moderators only going to be correcting one man on the stage tonight? I think the answer is pretty obvious there. So that's how it's going to be rigged. Trump says the economy was better under me. Moderators will say, no, Mr. President, no, it was worse under you. Joe Biden is the greatest for the economy ever. Mr. Biden, what do you say? They already answered for him. Trump says we have the largest invasion ever at the southern border. The moderators will step in. No, Donald, no, Mr. Trump, no. Encounters are down. Encounters are down. Joe Biden is securing the border. Mr. Biden, what do you say? They've already answered for him. Donald Trump brings up the business dealings, the Biden crime family, the laptop, the bank records. The moderator shut his mic off. Take over. What Mr. Trump has just said is not corroborated. What Mr. Trump just said is simply not true. We have no evidence of that. We cannot allow that to go out on this very important presidential debate. Mr. Biden, what do you say? And then he'll say, I've never done any business with my son. I don't know. I don't even know what business is. Who is that? What? Who? Hunter Biden? No, he's the smartest man ever. But see, that's what I'm saying. This is what we all anticipate. Isn't it just too obvious? Isn't it too obvious at this point? Won't it be too obvious to the average American, to the undecided voter? Won't it just be too obvious when they do this? And it'll just make people sympathize with Trump even more, support Trump even more, like Trump even more, go with the underdog, go with the guy the whole system has been pitted against. When they bring up the charge, he's a felon, convicted felon. And Trump says in a rigged case, the moderators will shut off his mic, say, it's not rigged. It's very real. Trump is a felon. That's how bad it's probably going to be. Now, there is an outlier. There is an outlier. If the Democrats do want to remove Joe Biden, this is their night to start that process. Because they could trip him up. They could put obstacles out there for Joe and make this an embarrassed Joe Biden event. That is if they want him gone. But I'd say it's more likely going to be rigged fully again.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air and their really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Team CNN versus Trump tonight, 8 p.m. Central. We'll have coverage right here at InfoWars.com and Band.video. Alex Jones will be in studio, myself, Harrison Smith, the whole crew, covering it, giving you the latest updates. How long is it going to take before Joe Biden has his first major mess up? Is a 2-minute delay going to be enough to protect the big guy? How obviously partisan are the moderators going to be? These are the questions. These are the questions. Now, you tuned into this know how bad it is in this country under Joe Biden. You listening to this right now understand how corrupt the Democrats are and how rigged this debate is going to be. But what about the neutral American, the politically indifferent American, the politically ignorant American, the undecided voter that's going to be tuned in tonight? What do they think? What are they going to see? That's what's really important. Trump isn't going to lose any votes probably because of this. Trump's base is already there. He already has enough base to win an election if it's free and fair, as they say. So it's really just about how much can they protect Biden from destroying himself in order to win over the undecided voter or the politically ignorant or indifferent American that's going to be tuned in tonight. That's the real question. All right, we're going to cover some other issues here before we bring on our first guest, Jared Sessler, running for the House in Missouri. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, that's how everything we do here is possible. That's how we're able to have the great crew and all the great shows and the extended live coverage like tonight. The summer sale is live, up to 40% off top-selling, top-rated products right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Whole Body Support, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Survival Shield X3, Nascent Iodine, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Warroom.com. All right. Here's some craziness. And this is truly sick, demented stuff that you get from Democrats. I guess we'll start with Nadler first, because this is the lesser of two evils. Nadler gets asked about all the crimes, the brutal crimes being committed by illegal aliens, Biden border invaders, and listen to this disgusting, despicable response in clip 7.
If you look at the statistics, the crime rate among immigrants is far lower than the crime rate among native-born Americans. So the whole issue is wrong.
Aren't the crimes preventable, though, if these people don't have a right to be here in the first place?
I've said what I'm going to say.
So because Americans commit crimes, criminal illegal aliens, non-citizens committing crimes should be acceptable. Where is the logic here? That's your argument? So, in other words, they've so lost this policy argument that they can't even defend it anymore. They can't even defend it anymore. So now it's, yeah, but. Hey, look at all the crimes, brutal crimes, 12-year-old raped and murdered just last week by two probably gang members that came across the border illegally, Biden border invaders. So what do you say about that, Jerry? Well, you know, Americans commit crimes too, so why are you asking me about that? Oh. So they can't even deny that the Democrat open border policy, that the Biden border invasion is resulting in 12-year-old girls getting raped and murdered. They can't deny it. They can't deny hundreds of Americans, dozens of young American women raped and murdered by Biden border invaders. They can't deny it, so they just say, hey, you might get raped by an American too. So shut up. Oh, but that's just Jerry Nadler. That's just that human turd. That's just that waddling, corrupt Democrat. Oh no. It's their friends in the media too. Listen to how this segment goes when it's brought up with Simone Sanders and Democrat Michael Steele in clip 4.
What do you tell the parents of those people, those young girls who were killed? This is the preponderance of these people, Michael, are male.
But what is the difference between an illegal immigrant who unfortunately engages in that activity?
I want to be clear. We don't use the term illegal. So yeah, undocumented individuals. They're illegal aliens.
Versus anyone else who commits the same crime.
Did you hear that? It's a short clip. Maybe I should play it again. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that dozens of women have been raped and murdered by illegal aliens. It's unfortunate. Unfortunate. Unfortunate, huh? Unfortunate. Do you think the family members think it's unfortunate? Or do you think they're devastated and their whole lives have been thrown into chaos and now they feel completely forgotten because of sick freaks like Democrat Michael Steele just say, it's unfortunate. And hey, your daughter could have been raped by an American, so stop complaining. Well, it wasn't an American. It wasn't. It was an illegal alien, a Biden border invader. And it was a 12-year-old girl. It's not unfortunate. It's a criminal horde. It's a criminal Biden border invasion. It's blood all over your hands as a Democrat representative. And you just say, it's unfortunate. It's just unfortunate, but it could have been an American. So what difference does it make? Well, it wasn't an American and it wasn't unfortunate. It was done intentionally because gang members and criminals are coming into this country via Biden's open border. And this sick freak sits up there on CNN and just says it's unfortunate. Oh, it's just unfortunate. I wonder if it would be unfortunate if it was his family. And then Simone Sanders, only to one up him, says, we don't use the term illegal immigrant. Standing up for the rapists. Taking the side of brutal rapists that strangled and raped and murdered a 12-year-old girl, and Simone Sanders says, I want to defend them. I want to defend their character, and I want to make sure they're classified correctly on this show, because I care more about them. This is the average discourse when you're talking to a Democrat about 10 million illegal immigrants coming into this country, 10 million illegal aliens, some of whom are rapists. What happened to the Me Too movement, by the way? Isn't that funny? Yeah, that seems to go out the window quickly. This is the average discourse. We don't want to call them by the wrong term, and it's just unfortunate. And it could have been an American. So stop complaining. Listen to this one more time. These people should never be anywhere near power or influence ever again in this country when they say stuff like this. This should turn off 100% of Americans when a liberal progressive Democrat says stuff like this on television.
What do you tell the parents of those people, those young girls who were killed? This is
the preponderance of these people, Michael, are male. But what is the difference between an illegal immigrant who unfortunately engages in that activity?
And we don't like that. I want to be clear. We don't use the term illegal. So yeah, undocumented individuals
versus anyone else who commits the same crime.
Well, I mean, it's what crime? Now. Just to really emphasize how disgusting these people are. Just to really emphasize it. What was the question? The question was, what do you tell the parents of a 12-year-old girl who just got raped and murdered by Biden border crossers, by illegal aliens that came into the border because of Democrat policy? What do you tell the parents? Michael Steele's response is, it's unfortunate. Michael Steele's response is, but it could have been an American. Simone Sanders' response is, we don't call them illegals. So that's what you'd tell the parents, huh? That's what a Democrat would tell the parents, a 12-year-old girl. And the Democrats would tell the parents, well, it could have been an American, and it's really just unfortunate, and we don't use the term illegal. That's what they would tell the parents. These people couldn't be more sick. They are truly sick.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood.
Four. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 130 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, and tonight is debate night. And we will have live coverage right here at InfoWars all night long. All night long. So it's not just the fastest 3 hours on the internet. It's the fastest 3 hours on the internet and then bonus time with the entire InfoWars team and crew. And we'll be up here doing pre-debate and post-debate coverage. It's going to be a late night. The debate is going to be starting at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 90-minute debate. Now, as I'm sitting here reading up as much as I can, it appears there are new rules or regulations or stipulations. Any way they can possibly try to fix this debate against Donald Trump, they're in the process of doing still right now. So we've got a couple of these updates when we come back. And it's such a curious thing that we may just take calls and see what people are anticipating for tonight. And I've thought long and hard about this, and I've kind of wavered, you know, who's got the most to lose? Who's in a position to fail? I mean, how is Joe Biden really going to do this for 90 minutes? What the disappearing act of Joe Biden? I mean, that's the big story, really. Even more so than this debate. Who knows? What impact will this debate really have? Well, what about the fact that Joe Biden just disappeared for the week? He's the president of the United States. He needs a week to prepare for a debate. Well, then, gee, what does he need to do to prepare for the day-to-day to be president? What does he need to do to be prepared to make the biggest decisions that could alter the course of this country's history? If he needs a week for a 90-minute debate. Now, there's all these polls out, and I'm not talking about presidential polls. I mean, oh, are you going to watch the debate? Are you going to watch the debate? Is it a big debate? And it's like, this is going to be one of the most anticipated debates in modern history, even more so than the last Trump-Biden, even more so than Trump-Hillary, if you can believe that. Now, that's the polls, so who knows? I guess the ratings will tell us, but there's such a large viewership on the internet now, which CNN is actually trying to curtail, if not totally shut off. That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story. We do have some geopolitical news we're going to cover today. And there's just weird stuff coming out of the Biden White House. It's not coming out of Joe Biden because he's doing God knows what, preparing for the debate. But they really want you to know. I mean, they really want you to know how gay they are. They want you to know badly how gay they are. Like, you know, one step short of penetration, letting you know how gay they are. So it's just crazy. The regalia at the White House, the posts from all the White House accounts, it's just insane. Oh, and from the military, too. The military wants you to know. They're really thinking about gay pride. So we got that. The Biden administration is claiming border encounters are down. So it's like if they went from like 10,000 one day to like 8,000. Like, oh, look, border encounters are down. Same game they're playing with inflation. Oh, inflation is down. No, inflation is permanent now, up 10% since Biden got in. So we got all of that. And we got some great guests coming up today, too. We got a great candidate for Congress, Jared Sessler. You've probably seen his viral campaign ad. And then I guess we would say Hunter Biden's ex-girlfriend, London Roberts, with her new book about the wild life of Hunter Biden. She's joining us on debate night to talk all about it. All that and more coming up.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win.
And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So as we are here, mere hours away from our debate coverage, the first presidential debate for 2024 between Biden and Trump, and CNN is in the process of finding new ways to try to fix it and rig it against Donald Trump. Now, I've thought long and hard about this. Who has the most to lose? Who has the most to gain? What does the rig job against Trump really represent? Maybe before we get into that, I should lay out some of the odds and ends leading into this. Now, for beginners, and this all happened months ago when they agreed to do this debate and Biden laid out the list of demands. And the list of demands, which were met by CNN, were there would be no studio audience. Now, it sounds like there's supposed to be some studio audience, but I guess now they're going to be in a different room or a green room or something, and they won't actually be there for the debate. So that's kind of a unknown. Will they actually be in attendance? They'll be in the venue, but it sounds like they're going to have them in some back room or green room or waiting room. And not actually in the arena, if you will, which is actually a pivotal bit of information, considering CNN is now saying we're going to have the debate on a 2-minute delay. So in case Joe Biden has any slip ups, they can edit it out in live time. But we'll revisit that. So the Biden campaign, the Biden team lays out its list of demands. No in-studio audience. Microphones have to be able to be muted. It has to be Democrat operative moderators. In this case, Jake Tapper, Dana Bash, well-known Democrats. It's not even, I mean, they're anti-Trump Democrats. So, okay. And of course, all of these rules, no RFK Jr., he can't be on the stage. All of these demands made by the Biden administration, CNN, oh yeah, so willing to agree upon. And Trump says, yeah, okay, let's do it. And you could understand this. Trump wants to get in there. He wants to get his chance to say his piece and get Biden in the arena, even if the whole thing is rigged against him. And before I get into some of these new last minute rules changes, I've kind of wavered thinking about this, but actually them rigging this debate against Trump is probably going to be a positive. And I know that sounds hyperbolic, but let me explain. The trust for the mainstream media is at an all-time low. The trust in politicians is at an all-time low. Trump represents the antithesis to both of those entities, the mainstream media and politicians. So even though he has the most to lose, I think, going into this, when you think about it, is Trump really going to lose any of his voter base? Probably not. Is Biden going to lose any of his voter base based off tonight? Possibly. Now, the more important aspect is not the Trump voter base or the Biden voter base. It's the centrist. It's the unknown. It's the undecided voter. Now, what's a phenomenon that is always popular? What is a phenomenon that is popular in movies and TV shows, or yes, maybe even perhaps the WWE? You pit one man against three. You pit the one hero against the three anti-heroes. You put them in a cage match. You put them in a rigged match like WWE. And who does the crowd always end up rooting for? Who does the crowd always end up cheering for? Who does the crowd always end up pulling for? The guy who's one against three. So I think it actually works to Trump's advantage. I actually think it will play for Trump like the 2016 Republican primary debates, when it was like 16 against one and he came out on top. People like an underdog. People like when everything is pitted against the one man who stands tall and firm. Now, having said that, Trump still has to play his hand right, but I think he's dealt a winning hand, even though it's all rigged against him. The fix against Trump actually, I think, plays to his advantage. He needs to play it right. Now, okay, how does that fare with the undecided voter? Maybe it helps Trump. But then there's Joe Biden. If CNN really has the ability, if Joe Biden has a major slur or a major F-up moment, and CNN really plans on finding a way to cut that out in live time, how important is that to the undecided voter? That could be pivotal. I mean, worst case scenario, we're talking about Joe Biden pitching a loaf right there on the debate stage. Maybe I'd say the odds are, however jacked up they have Joe, whatever drugs they have him on, whatever wires they have him plugged into, he's going to have moments where he stutters and slurs and gets confused up there. That's a guarantee. But if it's kind of short span and they can just get him right back on track quickly, maybe they can just edit that right out on the live stream and nobody sees it. And if nobody is in the audience, and if nobody's actually in the room, and even the feeds they have going to the green room where Trump's team is and Biden's team is, if that's on the network feed and not just a raw feed, then nobody's even going to know except Trump. So does Trump have to go in there with a recording device? Does Trump have to have a recording device on his person so that they can't edit out Joe Biden's fluff-ups and flubs and slurs and blurs and toots? Are they going to pat Trump down to make sure he doesn't take a recording device in? I wouldn't be surprised. Why else would CNN say we need to have a 2-minute delay? Now look, there's always a delay on network television. There's just a natural latency. And then there's also a built-in delay. And depending on whatever technical services you're using, you can have a long delay. We have a delay on this show in case people call in and curse and we have to dump that, or, you know, we play a gay pride parade and two men start rubbing their genitalia on kids and we have to dump that out. So that's a common thing. But to make it a 2-minute delay during a debate, well, what would be the purpose of that if not to edit something out you don't want the people to see, meaning something happens to Joe Biden, you don't want people to see it? Now, this is the more obvious case that we said earlier. There are two anti-Trump Democrat operatives moderating this debate. I mean, ridiculous levels of anti-Trump, calling him Hitler, engaging in mass propaganda campaigns against him for years on CNN, Dana Bash and Jake Tapper. So yes, it is 3-1. It's probably maybe more than 2-1. And Biden is just kind of like a floating entity out there, just kind of floating around. You're not really sure where it's going to go. So it's really Tapper and Bash against Trump, and then Biden just kind of a hovering head. You don't really know what's going to happen with him. Neither does he. Oh, by the way, Joe Biden refused to take a drug test. Trump should just volunteer to take a drug test just to even make that a story, how Biden refused it, because it's going to be mostly ignored by the media. Trump should probably bring that up, by the way. And see, that's the problem. If Trump, say, by the way, Trump did volunteer to take a drug test, but he said Biden had to do it too. I'd just do it anyway. If Trump brings up the fact Biden refuses to take a drug test and he's probably all hopped up on uppers or who knows what, is CNN just going to cut his mic? Cut the feed? If Trump starts talking about the Biden laptop that they lied about, Hunter Biden laptop, if he starts talking about Biden saying he had no business with his son's business dealings that he lied about, caught lying, we have the records, the emails, the transcripts, the bank records. CNN just going to cut Trump's mic off, cut the feed. Trump starts talking about Jocelyn Nungary, young girl that just got brutally raped and murdered by two illegal migrants. They're just going to cut the feed. How does this go? How obvious is the rig job going to be? How obvious is the fix up going to be? And do they really plan on using the 2 minutes of delay that they have to essentially censor what happens from the American people? Now, here's some more information about, can there even be anybody in the studio other than the two candidates and the moderators? And this just broke. Colin Rugg reporting, he has the official statement from the White House Correspondents Association on CNN refusing to allow journalists in the studio. So again, it sounds like it's just the two anti-Trump moderators, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, which tells me, are they setting it up for a censor? Are they setting it up to censor it in live time? Here's the statement from the White House Correspondents Association. WHCA is deeply concerned that CNN has rejected our repeated requests to include the White House travel pool inside the studio. Folks, most of those are Democrats. They don't even want the Democrat correspondents to see what they're going to do in there. This is crazy. Through conversations and advocacy, we urged CNN to grant access to at least one print pool reporter for the duration of the debate. Just one! And White House Correspondents Association has been informed that one print reporter will be permitted to enter the studio during a commercial break to briefly observe the setting. One, surely a Democrat operative, will be in the studio during the break, not during the live debate, during the break. That is not sufficient in our view and diminishes a core principle of presidential coverage. The White House pool has a duty to document, report, and witness the president's events and his movements on behalf of the American people. Yeah, they can even decide what's on camera, what's not on camera. Full censorship and editorial control. Brought to you by CNN. This isn't a presidential debate. It's a 3-on-1 handicap match. Trump versus the Democrat establishment. The pool is there for what-ifs in a world where the unexpected does happen. Like a Biden... The pool reporter works on behalf of the entire White House press corps. Print pool reports are an important part of the historical record. Yes, but we can't let the people see what Biden does in there. Further, the pool is screened by the U.S. Secret Service and travels with the president on Air Force One, so there is no security issue. The Biden campaign told WHCA it supports our request. Yeah. But of course, that's because CNN is doing the Biden campaign's dirty work. So the Biden campaign, oh, of course we want journalists in there. CNN says, nope, no journalists in there. Oh yeah, please. The CNN is the Biden campaign headquarters. Give me a break. Give me a break. Oh, the Biden team said they're okay with it. Why won't CNN be okay with it? Because CNN is the Biden team. What a joke. Trump campaign said they had no problem with it either. And they requested their own press corps be in there. also rejected. Tonight's debate will have no audience present. I mean, just totally unheard of. And includes format rules that can silence candidates' microphones. So they'll be shutting Trump off the whole time, so it's not even a debate. We don't know how this will play out in real time. A pool reporter is there to observe what is said and done when microphones are off or when either candidate is not seen on camera but may speak, gesture, move, or engage in some way, a.k.a. Biden squats down and drops a load. WHCA believes this principle of coverage matters. The White House travel pool has been included in past presidential debates, and we believe that standard of access is essential. Precedent matters for future debates. This is the new rules for the debate. It's the Democrats get to totally rig it against their opposition. Don't you see? The Democrats are going for one-party rule in all things. All things media, all things politics, all things education. You name it. It's Democrat totalitarianism, ladies and gentlemen. There can be no opposition. This is the new precedent, whether it's them imprisoning their political opposition, censoring their political opposition, rigging debates so that the American people don't know what's going on. That's the Democrat Party. Corrupted to its core, consciously engaged in totalitarianism because there is no other future for them. There is no other means to an end with their policy goals. Now, there's another big story floating around that is also not a small deal. And I want to explain some of this. It's so illegitimate that I hate to even cover it all, except the problem is it is a little legitimate. CNN's presidential debate rules irk other TV networks. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road here. Normally, the presidential debate is run by and essentially owned by the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is a nonprofit. And because of that, it's fair use. Well, here's the problem. The Commission on Presidential Debates, who normally sets the rules and standards, that's how it's gone every presidential debate in modern American history until the Democrats changed the rules, changed the game, and rigged everything against the American people. This debate is not owned by the Commission on Presidential Debates. This debate is owned by CNN. And CNN has basically made statements through press releases saying that they own it and no one else can cover it or air it. And the only people that can have been given express written rights by CNN with all kinds of different stipulations on how they're allowed to cover it. So, again, do people understand how significant this is? This is CNN. This is the American left. This is the Democrat Party. This is the corrupt fake news media claiming that they own the debates. These are not for the American people. This is for CNN to make a profit and to rig against Donald Trump. This is so unheard of. Now, look, there's all kinds of different little ins and outs of this, but that's really all you need to know. CNN owns this debate, not for the American people, but for CNN to make money off of. Now, tell me why for the first time in modern American history, instead of this debate being run by the Commission on Presidential Debates, a nonprofit so that it's free and fair use for all Americans, as it should be, tell me why CNN owns it now. Well, isn't it obvious, ladies and gentlemen? CNN owns it because the whole thing is a rig job against Donald Trump. And the only way Joe Biden was going to do a debate is if they could rig it for him. There was not going to be a presidential debate if it was through the Commission on Presidential Debates. Because they would go with the normal standards of how debates are always run. And in that case, Joe Biden would be a miserable failure. So, and they pretend like, oh, CNN's neutral in all this. CNN is the Democrat Party. So they cut the deal that CNN would rig the debate for Joe. They'd get the debate and they'd pretend to be the neutral hosts and moderators, even though we all know it's going to be cooked against Trump. And they said, all right, Biden will agree to this fight, but CNN needs to go in there and slash Trump's throat and snap his femur and puncture his lungs before he goes into the arena. Okay, CNN says, yep, we'll do that. And then they say, oh, this is a neutral debate. The rules apply to everyone. Trump's up there bleeding out, lungs screeching, and limping because they snapped his femur in half. So this is all unprecedented stuff, but it's the same story, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrat Party wants one-party rule. This is a totalitarian group of tyrants that we're dealing with here. That's why they want to own the debate. It's not for the American people. It's for them to run their propaganda. If they can censor anything out of this debate that they don't want the American people to see, they will do it. Whether it's by muting Donald Trump's microphone, taking Trump off the screen, or taking Biden off the screen. If Biden has a moment that they don't want anybody to see, they'll hit the delay and go off air. And they think nobody will know what happened because they're not letting anybody in the studio. So this whole thing is rigged. Now, having said all of that, as we're about to witness a 3-on-1 WWE-style handicap match against Donald J. Trump, everybody's going to see it. Everybody's going to know it. Even the average American that's just passive in politics is going to observe this and tell, they're going to be able to tell something is off. Something is not right about this. They're going to be able to tell it, and their intuition is going to send them in the right direction that they're rigging it for Biden. But who does the crowd always pull for in these moments? Who does the neutral observer always seem to gravitate towards in these situations? Well, it's the underdog. It's the guy that has the match rigged against him. That's who people end up cheering for. That's who ends up being the endearing figure. So despite everything that they're doing, I still don't see how Joe Biden can win this debate. Even if he wins a rigged debate, everybody's going to see how it was rigged. But what chances did Joe Biden have in a 90-minute session of not having at least 5 major gaffes? We all know why he didn't want to take a drug test, but will it be enough for 90 minutes of Joe Biden not messing up royally? Can CNN edit it out if he does?
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended.
And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. And it's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Warning.
This broadcast
is not
for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Now, I do wonder, and I think it's going to be a big story tonight, how the censorship of this debate is going to happen. And now I'm not talking about them censoring Donald Trump or delaying out a Joe Biden fumble. I'm talking about independent journalists or other networks that restream this on YouTube. My guess is YouTube and Facebook will be ready and cooperating with CNN's demands that nobody else is allowed to air this, except CNN. So I could see a lot of censorship happening tonight on those platforms. X may be a bit of a mystery if they'll comply with demands for people to censor this debate for CNN. Rumble, kind of the same story. And who knows how litigious CNN is planning on getting with this, but again, where the rubber meets the road, this is not the Presidential Debate Commission that's running this. It's CNN. So in other words, this debate is not for the people. This debate is not for the American voter. This debate is for CNN and Joe Biden. And that's it. So this is all communist totalitarian bullshit. But what would you expect in the Democrat-run America of 2024? Now, here's a little expose. CNN goes behind the scenes and they show you what it's going to look like while they're censoring Donald Trump in real time, because they have their little microphone doohickey set up so that they can just mute Trump whenever they want. And this is how it might look. So this is a presentation from CNN.
If we go behind the podiums, you can see two green lights. When they're on, they signal to the candidate his microphone is on. When the green lights are off, they signal to the candidate his microphone is off. Now I want to give you a sense of what it will look like for viewers at home if a candidate whose microphone is off interrupts a candidate whose microphone is on. So I'm standing at one podium, and I'll ask Phil to come in and take the other podium. And so let's say I'm answering a question. My light is green, and I'm speaking. Phil's microphone is off, and his green lights are not illuminated. He's going to interrupt me as I'm speaking, and this is what it will sound like. My volume remains constant, while Phil's interruption can be difficult to understand.
Now, let's try the opposite. My microphone is now on. Victor's microphone is off. And he's going to interrupt me. My volume remains constant, while Victor's interruption can be difficult to understand. Now, CNN's production team has shared this demonstration with the campaigns earlier today, and we're sharing it with you, our viewers, so everyone fully understands how tomorrow night will work. Now, we should note, by agreeing to participate in this debate, both campaigns and candidates have also agreed to abide by these rules.
Ooh.
The CNN presidential debate airs live tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Now, this is actually going to be hilarious because Trump's not going to shut up. They can turn his mic off. He's not going to shut up. Now, the question is, how does that look? There's no doubt if they shut Trump's mic off and he keeps talking, Joe Biden is going to be confused as hell. And he's going to stumble and slur and blur his words and probably even forget where he is or what he's talking about. So it could be a strategy for Trump to just keep talking to just mess up Joe Biden. Now, I don't know if the candidates will have access to what's actually on the screen. If I was advising Trump, I'd say, okay, if they shut your mic off or you're trying to go at it with Joe while he's talking, I would say keep talking. It'll screw up his flow. He'll have a total brain fart, and that'll make him look bad. But if they have his mic muted and they have him on the screen on a split screen, then I'd say probably don't keep talking because I think that might be a bad look. So I'd say keep talking when Joe is talking and you're not on the split screen to mess him up. But then if you are on a split screen and they have your mic muted, then don't keep talking because that'll make you look bad. I hope those are the same measurements they've made. That's kind of how I would view it and play it. And when you look at that, you could see it just doesn't look good to be up there talking when your mic is off. But you know that will send Joe Biden into a state of confusion. If he's trying to talk and someone else is talking, he won't know what the hell's going on. So they said they shared that with Trump's campaign. I mean, that clip went viral, so I'm sure the Trump team has considered what they're going to do about the moderators muting him. Man, what kind of drugs are they going to have Joe on tonight? They all but confirmed it when they refused to take the drug test. They might have, I'm telling you, they'll have some pumping drugs into him. They'll have some time release thing in his system. Who knows what they got? This is a guy who falls asleep. This is a guy who can't do press conferences. This is a guy who can't make press statements longer than 10 minutes. And his last 20 public appearances, he's done something awful as far as a gaffe or forgetting where he is or who he's talking to or where he's supposed to walk. So I just don't know. I don't know how they pull this deal off, but they're going to go for it. And then how bad is it going to be when Joe Biden says 51 intelligence agencies said the laptop was fake, laptop's confirmed real. When Joe Biden says Trump said that both sides, he said neo-Nazis were very fine people. Are the moderators going to step in and correct Joe Biden? Are the moderators going to step in and fact check Joe Biden when he lies? When Joe Biden says inflation is down, when Joe Biden says the cost of living is down, when Joe Biden says gas prices are down, when Joe Biden says encounters at the border are down, when he makes all these ridiculously false claims, are the moderators going to step in and say, now hold on a second? Or is that only going to go one way? Are the moderators only going to be correcting one man on the stage tonight? I think the answer is pretty obvious there. So that's how it's going to be rigged. Trump says the economy was better under me. Moderators will say, no, Mr. President, no, it was worse under you. Joe Biden is the greatest for the economy ever. Mr. Biden, what do you say? They already answered for him. Trump says we have the largest invasion ever at the southern border. The moderators will step in. No, Donald, no, Mr. Trump, no. Encounters are down. Encounters are down. Joe Biden is securing the border. Mr. Biden, what do you say? They've already answered for him. Donald Trump brings up the business dealings, the Biden crime family, the laptop, the bank records. The moderator shut his mic off. Take over. What Mr. Trump has just said is not corroborated. What Mr. Trump just said is simply not true. We have no evidence of that. We cannot allow that to go out on this very important presidential debate. Mr. Biden, what do you say? And then he'll say, I've never done any business with my son. I don't know. I don't even know what business is. Who is that? What? Who? Hunter Biden? No, he's the smartest man ever. But see, that's what I'm saying. This is what we all anticipate. Isn't it just too obvious? Isn't it too obvious at this point? Won't it be too obvious to the average American, to the undecided voter? Won't it just be too obvious when they do this? And it'll just make people sympathize with Trump even more, support Trump even more, like Trump even more, go with the underdog, go with the guy the whole system has been pitted against. When they bring up the charge, he's a felon, convicted felon. And Trump says in a rigged case, the moderators will shut off his mic, say, it's not rigged. It's very real. Trump is a felon. That's how bad it's probably going to be. Now, there is an outlier. There is an outlier. If the Democrats do want to remove Joe Biden, this is their night to start that process. Because they could trip him up. They could put obstacles out there for Joe and make this an embarrassed Joe Biden event. That is if they want him gone. But I'd say it's more likely going to be rigged fully against him.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available, and that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us, but now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane.
when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Team CNN versus Trump tonight, 8 p.m. Central. We'll have coverage right here at InfoWars.com and Band.video. Alex Jones will be in studio, myself, Harrison Smith, the whole crew covering it, giving you the latest updates. How long is it going to take before Joe Biden has his first major mess up? Is a 2-minute delay going to be enough to protect the big guy? How obviously partisan are the moderators going to be? These are the questions. These are the questions. Now, you tuned into this know how bad it is in this country under Joe Biden. You listening to this right now understand how corrupt the Democrats are and how rigged this debate is going to be. But what about the neutral American, the politically indifferent American, the politically ignorant American, the undecided voter that's going to be tuned in tonight? What do they think? What are they going to see? That's what's really important. Trump isn't going to lose any votes probably because of this. Trump's base is already there. He already has enough base to win an election if it's free and fair, as they say. So it's really just about how much can they protect Biden from destroying himself in order to win over the undecided voter or the politically ignorant or indifferent American that's going to be tuned in tonight. That's the real question. All right, we're going to cover some other issues here before we bring on our first guest, Jared Sessler, running for the House in Missouri. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, that's how everything we do here is possible. That's how we're able to have the great crew and all the great shows and the extended live coverage like tonight. The summer sale is live, up to 40% off top-selling, top-rated products right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Whole Body Support, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Survival Shield X3, Nascent Iodine, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Here's some craziness. And this is truly sick, demented stuff that you get from Democrats. I guess we'll start with Nadler first, because this is the lesser of two evils. Nadler gets asked about all the crimes, the brutal crimes being committed by illegal aliens, Biden border invaders, and listen to this disgusting, despicable response in clip seven.
If you look at the statistics, the crime rate among immigrants is far lower than the crime rate among native-born Americans. So the whole issue is wrong.
Aren't the crimes preventable, though, if these people don't have a right to be here in the first place?
I've said what I'm going to say.
So because Americans commit crimes, criminal illegal aliens, non-citizens committing crimes should be acceptable. Where is the logic here? That's your argument? So, in other words, they've so lost this policy argument that they can't even defend it anymore. They can't even defend it anymore. So now it's, yeah, but. Hey, look at all the crimes, brutal crimes, 12-year-old raped and murdered just last week by two probably gang members that came across the border illegally, Biden border invaders. So what do you say about that, Jerry? Well, you know, Americans commit crimes too, so why are you asking me about that? Oh. So they can't even deny that the Democrat open border policy, that the Biden border invasion is resulting in 12-year-old girls getting raped and murdered. They can't deny it. They can't deny hundreds of Americans, dozens of young American women raped and murdered by Biden border invaders. They can't deny it, so they just say, hey, you might get raped by an American too, so shut up. Oh, but that's just Jerry Nadler. That's just that human turd. That's just that waddling, corrupt Democrat. Oh, no. It's their friends in the media too. Listen to how this segment goes when it's brought up with Simone Sanders and Democrat Michael Steele in clip four.
What do you tell the parents of those people, those young girls who were killed? This is the preponderance of these people, Michael, are male.
But what is the difference between an illegal immigrant who unfortunately engages in that activity?
We don't use the term illegal, undocumented individuals.
Versus anyone else who commits the same crime. Well, I mean, it's...
Did you hear that? It's a short clip. Maybe I should play it again. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that dozens of women have been raped and murdered by illegal aliens. It's unfortunate. Unfortunate. Unfortunate, huh? Unfortunate. Do you think the family members think it's unfortunate? Or do you think they're devastated and their whole lives have been thrown into chaos and now they feel completely forgotten because of sick freaks like Democrat Michael Steele just say, it's unfortunate. And hey, your daughter could have been raped by an American, so stop complaining. Well, it wasn't an American. It wasn't. It was an illegal alien, a Biden border invader. And it was a 12-year-old girl. It's not unfortunate. It's a criminal horde. It's a criminal Biden border invasion. It's blood all over your hands as a Democrat representative. And you just say, it's unfortunate. It's just unfortunate, but it could have been an American. So what difference does it make? Well, it wasn't an American and it wasn't unfortunate. It was done intentionally because gang members and criminals are coming into this country via Biden's open border. And this sick freak sits up there on CNN and just says it's unfortunate. Oh, it's just unfortunate. I wonder if it would be unfortunate if it was his family. And then Simone Sanders, only to one up him, says, we don't use the term illegal immigrant. Standing up for the rapists. taking the side of brutal rapists that strangled and raped and murdered a 12-year-old girl. And Simone Sanders says, I want to defend them. I want to defend their character. And I want to make sure they're classified correctly on this show because I care more about them. This is the average discourse when you're talking to a Democrat about 10 million illegal immigrants coming into this country, 10 million illegal aliens, some of whom are rapists. What happened to the Me Too movement, by the way? Isn't that funny? Yeah, that seems to go out the window quickly. This is the average discourse. We don't want to call them by the wrong term, and it's just unfortunate. And it could have been an American. So stop complaining. Listen to this one more time. These people should never be anywhere near power or influence ever again in this country when they say stuff like this. This should turn off 100% of Americans when a liberal progressive Democrat says stuff like this on television.
What do you tell the parents of those people, those young girls who were killed? This is the preponderance of these people, Michael, are male.
But what is the difference between an illegal immigrant who unfortunately engages in that activity?
And we don't like that. I want to be clear. We don't use the term illegal. So yeah, undocumented individuals
versus anyone else
who
commits the same crime.
Well, I mean, it's what crime? Now. Just to really emphasize how disgusting these people are. Just to really emphasize it. What was the question? The question was, what do you tell the parents of a 12-year-old girl who just got raped and murdered by Biden border crossers, by illegal aliens that came into the border because of Democrat policy? What do you tell the parents? Michael Steele's response is, it's unfortunate. Michael Steele's response is, but it could have been an American. Simone Sanders' response is, we don't call them illegals. So that's what you'd tell the parents, huh? That's what a Democrat would tell the parents, a 12-year-old girl. And the Democrats would tell the parents, well, it could have been an American, and it's really just unfortunate, and we don't use the term illegal. That's what they would tell the parents. These people couldn't be more sick. They are truly sick.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, there's a lot of things developing when it comes to the vaccines. You know, part of this gets me a little bittersweet, but I've kind of just moved past that, quite frankly, because you're just so used to it. You're like numb to it when everything you report at InfoWars comes true, whether it's a week, a month, a year, a decade later. Five states are suing Pfizer over COVID-19 vaccine safety. RFK Jr. has endorsed this. Earlier this month, Kansas City Attorney General Chris Kobach sued Pfizer giant, big pharma giant Pfizer, alleging, quote, Pfizer misled the public that it had a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Bingo. Four other states have joined. Texas, Utah, Kansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. I would expect Missouri to hop on board soon. Possibly Wisconsin as well. And we'll see where it goes from there. Also in the lawsuit, how they marked it safe for pregnant women. That was a lie. But see, that's what I'm saying is unfortunate, and that's why so much of the audience will call in and say, hey, thank you for warning us about this vaccine. I didn't get it. I had family members that did. Now they have heart problems. Now they're on blood thinners. Now they have this. Now they have that. So, you know, it's unfortunate that we had to get to this point, but that's where it's at. Now, here's Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach talking about this, and we may have to boost the audio a little bit. If you hear some silence, that's because the people asking questions don't have a microphone, so that's why, as Kobach is waiting to respond. But here's some of the things he had to say in clip six.
So your contention here is that not so much that there were side effects, but that Pfizer did not properly disclose those.
That is exactly correct. So that's why when you hear the advertisements or see the advertisements for so many pharmaceutical products, they disclose the side effects so that the consumer is aware that there are certain risks. In this case, Pfizer knew of multiple side effects, which I already talked about, and did not disclose. And in some ways, you know, made statements that were contrary. It's more than just a failure to say that there are side effects. They made statements saying there are no side effects in particular cases, when in fact they knew there were side effects and they had data, indicating those side effects.
Did other makers of the vaccine, Johnson & Johnson, did any of them have that same issue that Pfizer's having with you?
So we're only bringing this suit against Pfizer. This suit is not against the other manufacturers of their respective COVID-19 vaccines. If information did come to light that they had similarly misled regarding information about the effectiveness or, more importantly, the negative side effects, then we would consider similar action against them. But at this point, we only have the information regarding Pfizer that indicates a clear effort to conceal and mislead. You know, and I think part of this is attributable to the fact that Pfizer decided to stay out of Operation Warp Speed, and so they had less federal government supervision and oversight, which, you know, allowed them to do some of the things they did.
Now, we're going to have Attorney Bob Barnes on next Monday to talk more about his lawsuit dealing with the COVID-19 vaccines. But, you know, the lies about the vaccines are kind of just a part of this puzzle, and I guess some justice is better than none, but it's not just the vaccines and them lying about the side effects, lying about the effectiveness. That's part of the picture. The media promoting them as well needs to be held accountable. The government agencies that were involved in the gain-of-function research that created this virus need to be held accountable. But see, isn't kind of the big, obvious discrepancy here the fact that COVID-19 was their biggest story? They ran it for an entire year with numbers and trackings and red alerts and everything else. But now when the true horrors of COVID come out, where it came from, how we were lied to about it, how the vaccines are killing people, the side effects that they didn't tell us about, now all of a sudden nobody wants to talk about it now because it was an agenda the entire time. See?
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're now joined by Jared Sessler, jaredforcongress.com. He's been endorsed by Donald J. Trump. In fact, here's Trump's endorsement right here. Jared Sessler is a fantastic candidate and will be a great congressman for Washington State's 4th Congressional District. A Navy veteran, entrepreneur, loving father and husband, Jared will fight hard every day to secure the border, stand for the rule of law, strengthen our military, take care of our veterans, defend our nation, and protect our always under siege Second Amendment. He is running against a weak and pathetic rhino named Newhouse, who voted to, for no reason, impeach me. Newhouse has to go. Jared Sessler is MAGA all the way and has my complete and total endorsement. He will never let you down. Jared joins me now. Jared, what is the current status of your race? When's the next big day for people in Washington's 4th District to be aware of?
Well, we're about 3 weeks away from the ballots dropping, and then we've got about a three-week window or so for the ballots to be returned for the primary, which is the first week in August.
Now, hopefully this message gets to Washington's 4th District. I would imagine that Newhouse is a highly primaryable candidate here, considering he's anti-Trump.
He is, yeah. In fact, he was one of the 10 Republicans that voted to impeach President Trump during his last term, and he's still never apologized for that. He still won't say Trump's name. He does not support President Trump, doesn't say anything positive about President Trump. And, I think I speak for the majority of the people that are in this district when I say that we're done with Dan Newhouse. And it's not just because of his vote to impeach President Trump. He just doesn't represent our values. We're sitting in farmland in eastern Washington that is one of the most conservative districts on the West Coast, and we don't have a super conservative congressman. We don't have a congressman that's willing to go on offense, which is what I think needs to happen here in this country in order for us to restore some sense of liberty that, most of us grew up enjoying. I'll tell you, Owen, I wouldn't consider myself to be a politician. I've spent a lot of my time and a lot of my money studying how the government system is supposed to work. But, it would be a disservice to me for people to put me in the category of all these, people who spend their whole life dreaming of, getting into some political position. I have no aspirations for that. What I want to do is the same thing I did in the military, the same thing I did with my family when I was raising my family. I want to stand up and protect them. I want to restore, make sure we have a restoration of liberty here in our country so that we can enjoy the freedom and liberty that God has given us. And I'm pretty resolved here. We're doing great in this race. Prior to filing, we were 17 to 19 points ahead of Dan Newhouse. He's panicking. He's more busy in the district. He's spending millions of dollars to try to oppose me. He's just not going to win. There's nothing he can do that's going to help him win.
Well, I love so much of what you just said there, and let's start with going on offense. This has been the biggest issue, I think, in what we've seen from Republicans in Congress, is they're constantly playing this weak-kneed defense, and even on that they get burned, but they're just constantly playing defense. They're not going on offense for anything. And so we just get run over in so many instances. What does that mean to you? What is,
What is Republicans in the House, Republicans in the Senate, let's say that we get a majority in both of those places in Congress. What is it? What does going on offense mean to you?
Well, let me just start with this. I'm incredibly blessed to be, as you mentioned, to be endorsed by President Trump. And, but there's another person that has endorsed me that really also means a lot to me, and that's Cash Patel. And, I read Cash Patel's book, Government Gangsters. And if you look at Appendix 2, he lists names, he names names, he names what they did, when they did it, how it was illegal, and all of those people, you know, you look at, Ivan Raiklin, and he's got a list of 350 people that he says make up the deep state. He says, and I believe him, that he's got evidence that these people actually broke the law. And I'll tell you, people ask me all the time, like, what committees do you want to be on? What are your priorities? Like, yeah, I've got priorities. I've got ideas for what I want to do here in our state and for what I want to do in DC, but I don't really care what committee I'll be on, whatever committee I can be the chair of, or that I can be best friends with the chair of, because I want to have subpoena power. I want to be able to go after these people. The only way we're going to be able to restore America is if we have leaders that have the leather on their sack, that are willing to go after people who have broken the law. This is not retribution. It's called the law. We have the rule of law here in this country, and the reason we're in this situation is because of feckless, weak politicians who are not willing to go after the people that have authority and that have money because they've broken the law, and it's time for that to change.
You know, the other thing you said that I think is very important, and this will lead me into my follow-up question, that's you've never been interested in politics. This is probably not something you saw yourself doing maybe years ago, and I mean, I could leap to an obvious conclusion about why you're getting involved. Our country's in dire straits, but I'd like to hear it from you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, I'll tell you, Owen, when I saw in 2012, when I saw Obama get reelected, that was the first time I felt politically numb. If you go back, you know, 30 plus years when I was in high school, I was the last person that anybody would have guessed would have been involved in politics in any way, shape, or form. I was in the auto shop. You know, I grew up driving race cars and went in the military, served in the military, became an engineer. I've done some amazing things, you know, by God's grace in my life, married for 28 years, have raised and homeschooled 3 great kids. And when I saw Obama get reelected and I knew that we were going to have to put up with 4 more years of that weakness, I was like, this is not happening. I want to run for this office. That was 10 years ago. This is a seat I wanted to run for. I started taking Hillsdale College classes. I started listening to people like Dennis Prager and Charlie Kirk and obviously President Trump and supporting him and Larry Arn and Victor David Hansen and people that I feel like have a grasp on what this country. I read one of the first books I ever read was called The Original Intent by David Barton. And became friends with Tim Barton. You know, they have an amazing organization out of Texas. And, you know, this is about, you know, I love business. I've been in business, even though I'm an engineer. I've been in business for almost 3 decades and I'm very successful at that. I love it. It's something I really have a passion for. But here's the thing, Owen, we have to start attracting, the country is in a place where people like me are willing to stand up and start fighting in this civic arena. And what I mean is people that are capable of doing something other than politics, being successful at something other than politics. And I want to encourage people to consider getting involved in politics. Maybe it's not running for Congress. Maybe it's a local school board or city council or commissioner or something. Or maybe it's just supporting other good candidates who want to fight for this country and want to see this country, you know, be restored to so that our kids and our grandkids can enjoy the liberty and the freedom that we have. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and he said he was talking about, well, we're losing our country. We're losing our freedom. I was like, Doug, we already have lost it. People just don't recognize how much we've conceded and given away, and it's time to take it back.
Yeah, very well said. You know, I might have to challenge you on the least likely to enter politics when you were in high school. I might have to challenge you on that. I think I might be rivaling you. I basically lived in the gym and lived on the baseball field, and so it's funny that you say that. But I don't think we're unique in that. I think that we're the types of Americans that we're not interested in politics. We didn't want to be interested in politics. It's a filthy, nasty game. We've always known it's corrupted, but we just realized now It's like being underwater for a certain amount of time. You realize, okay, I better go up and get a breath of air or I'm going to die. And so this is us like, okay, well, I'm going to have to go up and get a breath of air here. Now, what I also see happening here, and you would kind of represent this, I've talked about this a lot, for the people that feel hopeless when it comes to political representatives, and I look at really where the Republican Party has come just in recent history, where, you know, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, you didn't really have the outspoken types that you have today, like a Marjorie Taylor Greene or a Thomas Massie. And it seems like the reinforcements are arriving. It seems like the reinforcements of that type of Republican are arriving, that they don't care about political correctness. They don't care about the attacks from the left. They just charge right through it. They understand there is a political agenda that the right needs to adhere to. And so do you feel like there's a new Republican representation kind of burgeoning now? That you represent, there's some others that are coming up and along now as well. You know, Joe Kent just fell short in his last race, but he's going to be back. Do you think that there's a new Republican Party forming that's actually serious about saving this country, not just going to D.C. and playing the games?
Yeah, I do think that. And I'll tell you that one of my biggest desires is to be inspiring to other people, to give them hope. And I'll say, you know, two things about this. One, I'll say that from a faith standpoint, we know that we're on the right side of history. I mean, I read my Bible every single morning. I pray to God to give me direction and wisdom and strength. And that's where a lot of my hope comes from, because it's not in, you know, the experiences that I have in this world or the swamp that I have to walk through. You know, I feel like God gives me the ability to rise above that. And I'll also tell you that our framers understood this. When you read the Declaration of Independence, it's very clear. It says in it that it's quite interesting and quite telling what it says, but it says that under tyranny, men will do nothing. And it's talking about men and women until such time that the tyranny becomes insufferable. And then at that time, men will stand up, and it says it'll throw off the bonds of the tyranny, and it'll institute for themselves, and this is a key part, a new government that will ensure their future security. That gives you a clue as to what the responsibility of the government really is. The government, if a federal, especially from a federal standpoint, the primary role of the government is to keep us safe. And they're not doing that. When you look at the American people and you ask them over the last few years, do you feel more safe or do you feel less safe? And that's exactly the reason why we have people like a good friend of mine, Thomas Massie from Kentucky, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I hope here in Washington that we get Joe Kent elected. I hope that I get elected. There's Brian Danzel in the 5th District here in Washington that's fighting hard. There are other great representatives around the country that I think are stepping up that are not doing this because they ever envisioned or they saw themselves with that plaque on the wall or door or name on the door in Washington, D.C. We don't really care about that stuff. The truth is we would probably rather do something else, but this feels like it's the right thing to do, just like when we joined the military.
Well, and, you know, I try to put real life application into some of these theories. And here's an example I would use. If I walk around, we're based out of Austin, Texas. If I walk around in Austin, Texas, and I say, hey, do you know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is? Most people probably know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is. If I say, do you know who Lloyd Doggett is? Or one of the representatives from Austin or Julio or Cesar, they probably don't even know. They know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is because she actually has an impact. She's actually going there and ruffling some feathers. And so my point is that this is the brand of Republican that we need if we're going to survive as a nation. And right now it's maybe a handful of representatives like that we have in the House. But I'm saying if we get reinforcements, if we have 40, 50 Republicans that are outspoken like that, like yourself, like Thomas Massie, doesn't mean you all get along on everything and we don't have different paths. It just means you're outspoken, you understand the issues, and you're actually there fighting for the Constitution and the oath you took to it.
Yeah.
To me, it's just game over. There's nothing they can do when there's dozens of voices, not just a small handful, but dozens that they can't ignore.
Yeah, that's the truth. And I've already been welcomed into the Freedom Caucus, which represents about 10% of Congress. I think Thomas Massie and I hit it off and become friends over the years because we're both engineers. You know, we both think very logically. We see the government, you know, this dual federalism system as a process, just like a manufacturing plant. but the output isn't serving the American people. And so we just kind of look at the systems and we're like, okay, this thing's running. Let's make some changes and then pay attention to the output and see what's happening so that we can, you know, make a better outcome for the American people. I mean, I'll tell you, I hope that President Trump follows Vivek's suggestion when he gets into office and basically just cuts the executive branch in half. But, you know, draw a number. If your Social Security number ends in an odd number, that half is fired. You know, just reduce it and then wait 6 months for things to stabilize and do it again. Because we have to do something to reduce our expenses and to get these finances in control. You and I both operate our homes and our businesses underneath the budget every single month and every single year.
You're saying if you ran a business at a $2 trillion deficit that it wouldn't go well?
Exactly. And why are we allowing our government to do this? You know, here's the other thing. You look at, and I'm sure you followed this. The week before last, the G7 met in wherever the heck they were, and they agreed to take $50 billion worth of assets from Russia and use it as collateral to give Ukraine a loan. How novel. How about we give Ukraine a loan? Why do we borrow money that we don't have that we're going to have to pay interest on and pay back and give it to a corrupt country that uses it for who knows what that doesn't benefit the American people? How does that make sense? Especially when you're talking about one of the most nutrient dense, you know, mineral rich countries in the world. We have farmers here struggling, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year for fertilizer that we could be getting in exchange for some of those dollars that we're sending to Ukraine. We can't continue to do that. I will literally shame every single representative in Congress who votes for any finance that is not within budget. It is absolutely outside of the scope, and I have no idea how our Congress got to a place where they are so okay with never paying back the national debt, and that's where most of those people are at.
Now this, what you've just said here in the last 3 to 5 minutes, first of all, it's common sense, but second of all, this should be the basis for Republican Party politics in D.C. There should be no bend. There should be no give. These should be the basics when it comes to approaching policy, and that should be the bottom line. And quite frankly, and I'm not trying to put you in any positions here, but quite frankly, that's why I believe Mike Johnson has been such a failure. But all right, let's move on from some of the politics here. Big debate tonight. It sounds like the whole thing is going to be rigged against Trump. What do you expect to happen tonight?
I think that Trump is going to be very presidential. You know, people are talking about them trying to get him unhinged. I think that what's going to happen, at least for me, and again, I'm nobody, but my guess is their question, every question is going to be specifically written to make President Trump look as bad as possible. You know, they're going to say things like, you know, when you raped X, or when you, you know, illegally reported X on your tax returns, and when you know they're going to try to set the questions up, because President Trump's going to let it roll off his back. He's going to answer the question. I mean, I personally don't believe that Joe Obama has a chance. I think he's already on the outs. I personally don't know how much longer he's even going to be breathing. I mean, the guy is just so.
Well, we haven't seen him in a week. Is he even breathing right now? I mean, I don't know. Where is he?
They have to prop him up for stuff. So I just feel like what they're going to do is they're just going to work to try to make President Trump look as bad as possible. Trump's not going to lose a single person that was going to vote for him that's supporting him. And I don't know that any of the crazy possessed people that somehow still vote Democrat are going to change their mind either. But, you know, they're going to come up with all these clips and all this video and these questions. And of course, they're going to replay their questions incessantly. They'll probably replay the questions more than they'll replay, you know, President Trump's answers, you know. And so, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But God bless him. Pray for him. You know, I love President Trump. He's awesome. He's strong. God has used him. Whether or not you believe he's perfect or not is obviously not the point. You know, we're not interviewing for a pastor here. We're interviewing for literally a badass that can support us and keep us safe. And that's exactly why we need President Trump.
Yeah, I try to emphasize not being a political purist, or in other words, maybe separating conservative politics from conservative culture. If nothing else, just for the bottom line of finally winning politically. I think that not realizing those two things have cost us so much politically, aside from some of the other issues that we've talked about leading into this. Now, do you have faith that the Republicans, maybe more specifically the RNC or the Trump team, has done enough to make sure that the 2024 elections are going to be conducted in an honest way? Do you have faith in that?
Well, I'm going to answer this, probably the only political answer I'll give you, Owen. I'm going to tell you yes. I believe it's very important for the American people to register to vote. There's nothing more important to me than to see conservatives actually show up and cast their vote and to realize that the sovereign gift that we have been given to have that authority to be able to cast our vote. And I think that regardless of, you know, what has happened with the election systems, that is something that we have to do. I told my wife in 2016, right after President Trump, I guess it would have been the end of, it was the end of 2016 when he was elected. I said, if President Trump doesn't work on that election system, he's never going to get reelected. And sure enough, in 2020, you know, they had this completely illegitimate show. I call it the greatest heist in American history, not because it was good, but because it was just tremendously huge. And so I just want to be a voice of inspiration here in my own state. It's very important that we get people out registered to vote and to realize that that responsibility is one that is special for us as American citizens.
Jared Sessler has been my guest, Navy veteran running for Congress in Washington State's 4th District. Jared, where is the best place for people to follow your campaign?
At Sessler on Twitter, which I'm shadow banned on. I'm Jared Sessler on Facebook, which I'm shadow banned on. And Jared Sessler on YouTube, which I'm shadow banned on. Big surprise. Little bit of information about this district. I had this guy beat Dan Newhouse. He recruited Tiffany Smiley to get in this race because he needed somebody to split the vote. I need your support. I can still win. I've got President Trump's endorsement and support. We can win this race, but I definitely need your support.
Absolutely, and I hope that the RNC throws some support behind you to put over the edge as well. Jared Sessler, keep up the great work. We need more people like you in Congress, and I hope you will be there a year from now.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate what you're doing, Owen.
Appreciate you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I do have hope in the future. It's not going to be easy, and it's certainly plenty of obstacles still lie ahead. But if we can get people that think like us and talk like us and love this country like us, then there is a hope for a way to save this country peacefully and politically. That's got to be our goal. All right, now we're about to take a break here. When we come back, we'll get into some of the geopolitical news. Don't forget, London Roberts, ex-girlfriend of Hunter Biden, of course, has a child with Hunter that it's my understanding he's never even met. We'll get clarification on that with her joining us in the third hour today. It is debate night, so we will have live debate coverage, of course, moving forward all night tonight as well. Remember, folks, this is all possible by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. It's not just me. It's the great crew behind me making sure everything is on air, making these great graphics like you see on the screen, pulling up all the videos, getting all the guests connected, and so much more. And you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com makes it all possible. The summer sale is live. 40% off. Top-selling, top-rated supplements. Some of my favorites, like BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra, DNA Force Plus. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we'll come back and look at some of these geopolitical updates on the other side.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
Debate night here at InfoWars. Of course, this is your election headquarters, the InfoWars War Room. We're halfway through the transmission. Let's look at some of this other news I have on my desk. And yes, we've covered all the changes that they've made to the debate rules. They're doing everything they can to rig it against Trump. Who knows? They might just stab him in the throat before rip his tongue out, you know, whatever they can do. But we got some other news to cover here, so let's get it done. Frontline commander replaced by Zelensky after troop complaints. Well, I'm not sure how they're complaining because they're all dead. Zelensky sacks commander who, quote, killed more Ukrainians than any Russian general. They're losing the war badly. And Zelensky is losing support badly. And it's pretty much just the Kiev bubble that's living on the high life right now. And everywhere else in Ukraine is suffering badly. Badly. And so he's backing off. Oh, yeah, he'll fire the commander that's gotten everyone killed. So now they're making other preparations to try to find a peace deal here. EU security agreement will advance peace, says Zelensky. So they got this new EU deal. It's not going to do anything. The only thing that's going to help is Zelensky getting out of power or meeting the Russian demands, which are a lot more now than they were 4 years ago, but that's because they've been losing the war. Zelensky visiting Brussels days after the EU said it was opening formal membership negotiations with Kiev, a big political mistake, where he will meet some of Ukraine's staunchest supporters in the face of the Russian invasion. So, oh yeah, I'm going to do exactly what Russia asked me not to do, and that'll give us peace. That will do that. Yeah. Zelensky was saying, quote, Ukraine does not want to prolong the war. We do not want it to last for years. We have many wounded and killed on the battlefield. We must put a settlement plan on the table within a few months. The plan has already been laid out by Russia 4 years ago. It's been laid out by Russia 2 weeks ago. And every time it gets laid out by Russia, Zelensky crumples it up and throws it in the garbage can. And he's already lost potentially 500,000 Ukrainian citizens. But he says, oh, now we want peace. This is a sick freak. And most of the money and weapons going into Ukraine have been laundered into different CIA-run proxy groups in the Middle East. So that's going on. But he wants peace now, even though he's had multiple opportunities for peace and turned every single one of them down. So unfortunately, it only gets worse for Ukraine until it gets better. And that's having somebody not named Zelensky and not named Victoria Nuland running your policy and negotiations with Russia. All right, then there's Israel. And it seems like both of these regimes are just totally out of control at this point. Just like drunk on blood. And that's Israel and Ukraine. And I guess that has to do with the U.S. support, the unlimited U.S. money, the unlimited U.S. weapons. I can't figure else why they would be so drunk on the blood of their enemies, which for Ukraine, it's obviously a lot worse than it is for Israel. But you've just got both of them just war crazy right now, just warmongering, and not seeming to care at all. Five countries urge citizens to leave Lebanon amid fears of war with Israel. It seems like this is an inevitable development at this point. You've had Germany, Canada, Macedonia, who else on there? Kuwait and the Netherlands. Thank you, crew. Israel strikes reportedly creating 5-kilometer dead zone in southern Lebanon, so it's only getting worse. Hezbollah is getting pissed, and northern Israel is ripe, along with Lebanon right now. And again, this is the part they don't tell you in the media. A lot of Israelis are fleeing the country. A lot of Israelis are fleeing the country, and their economy could be hit drastically because of these military measures as well. So a lot of people in Israel are not happy with Netanyahu. Yeah, you've kind of got the bloodlusting Zionists that want to see all enemies of Israel's die in the dirt. But you also have reasonable Israelis who realize that the devastating damage that's being done to them on the world stage, on the international community, because of the bloodlust and the warmongering of the Netanyahu regime. Erdogan says Turkey stands with Lebanon as tensions rise with Israel. And now Israel's kind of doing the same thing Ukraine is doing, saying, oh, well, we're looking for a wind down. Egypt, UAE prepared to participate in post-war Gaza security force. Blinken informs counterparts that Cairo and Abu Dhabi are conditionally on board as U.S. seeks to recruit other allies before rolling out plans for day after management of Strip. So, in other words, Israel has completely destroyed the Gaza Strip to rubble, and they're going to use these international groups to kind of come in and survey the damage, and they're going to end up ushering the Palestinians out, and Israel's going to come in and build new settlements. That's what's going to happen here. That's what this means. And the deal is probably, hey, Egypt, UAE, these countries, hey, look, you guys come in, be kind of like the oversight of the cleanup crew, and just with a wink and a nod say, yeah, everything here's fine. And we just won't send the Palestinians to your country, okay? We'll send them to Europe. We'll send them to America. We won't send them to your country. Just you come in here as the overseers and just give everything the wink and the nod, and you won't have to deal with the Palestinians, okay? All right. Thank you very much. The land is ours now, says Israel. But it's not going to be that easy. It's not going to be that easy. I don't think this is stopping anytime soon. Israel has really angered many, many nations in the international community. And I'm telling you right now, it's the news they're not reporting. Israeli citizens are fleeing, folks. Is that a picture? Was that a video from the airport, guys? When was that video from? I'm just curious. I didn't send that video to the crew. They pulled it up. They pull a lot of things up here. It's such a great crew. So yeah, that was earlier in the year. So that's what I'm saying. And you don't hear this because most of the conservative media just thinks you have to be inherently pro-Israel, which is inherently a wrong stance anyway. But nonetheless, whatever. Pick your foreign policy stances for whatever reasons. But they don't tell you the real story. Many Israelis are against the Netanyahu regime. Many of the generals are against what Netanyahu is doing, which at this point just seems to be insane bloodlust. And nobody wants to report that Israelis are fleeing the country because it looks bad for the West commitment to Israel for military support. And it looks bad for Netanyahu begging us for more money and more weapons when most of the Israelis are fleeing the country. So yeah, you don't really hear that anywhere else, do you? They want you to say, oh, you've got to support what Israel is doing. It's the right thing. October 7th. And just put you into this hole, but then they don't tell you the reality of the situation. Jews are fleeing Israel, ladies and gentlemen, and their economy is getting crushed. And they're losing the international community because of the bloodlust of the Netanyahu regime and the pro-Zionists in the West. That's just the facts. And you can gain sympathy for October 7th all you want, but you're not being fair to the issue if you don't admit that there was a stand down on that day because the Netanyahu regime wants to settle in the Gaza Strip. So yeah, I'm what happened on October 7th was horrible. Why did the IDF stand down and let it happen? Because they want the land. But you're not really supposed to talk about that. No. Not if you're a conservative.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had.
We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts, carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
Some more incoming from the debate. They have a big, beautiful wall, ladies and gentlemen. Big, beautiful wall. You know, I showed up in Atlanta. Please don't shut my mic off, Jake Tapper. Please, Dana Bash, don't shut my mic. Please, let me talk. I showed up for the debate. And there it is, a big, beautiful wall, about 10 feet tall. I said, wow, I wish we had a wall that big, that bold, at the border. But Biden won't have it. He tore down my wall. And he brought it to Atlanta. He brought it to Atlanta for the debate. Can't have a wall. Can't have a wall at the southern border. But look at the big, beautiful wall.
Here, go to the video from Brooker Jones.
I'm here at the presidential debate, and it looks like if you really do want to keep people out, walls really do work.
They work.
Oh, it's just infuriating.
Hey, I get it. I get it. You want security at the presidential debates. All right, sure. Yeah. We want security at the presidential debates. We want to make sure no unwanted forces or individuals get into the presidential debates. All right, great. Same thing at the southern border. No. Not for you, America. Only for the political elite. Only for the rigged debate. Only for the CNN. They got their little setup there. They're going to have their little panels. This is our debate. This isn't for the American people. We're rigging this debate against Donald Trump. You don't get to see it. Oh, it's a presidential debate. It's kind of important. You know, and think about it like this. If they really thought this was going to be so great for Joe Biden, then they would let everybody and anybody air it. They know this is going to be a disaster for Joe, and they're getting as much control over the situation as they possibly can. As they possibly can. All right. You know, look, I don't really buy into this stuff. I could talk about it. People like it. But, well, we've got the story at Infowars.com. Adan Salazar has it. CIA mask maker interview fuels speculation over Trump-Biden debate. So some people think it's all these people wearing masks for Biden. And look, I get it. The guy looks different than he did 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's just, I have no way of proving that. And so I've just learned to lean into the things I do know and do understand and can prove. But there's no doubt the CIA makes masks that are virtually, you can't even tell the difference between the real deal and the mask wear. So that's why a lot of people believe that too. So what do you think? If they didn't get Biden on the right drugs, they'll just send up somebody in a mask. Come on, man. Come on, man. Look, come on, man. Biden mask fraud. No, I think it'll probably be Biden up there hopped up on so many drugs. It's going to be ridiculous. Uh-huh. It's a crazy world out there, man. It's a crazy, crazy world. Jeffrey Epstein boasted about being a Mossad agent, like Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, according to the bombshell claims from ex-girlfriend. Whatever happened to the, did he have, like 350 clients on his little black book list? Yeah. Whatever happened to them? Funny, isn't it? They can't find the DC pipe bomber. They don't know who leaked the Dobbs decision. By the way, they had another Supreme Court leak just yesterday. Oh, we don't know who it was. But damn, if you walked into the Capitol on January 6th and waved a flag for 5 seconds, they got you. That's for damn sure. But Jeffrey Epstein's client list, never heard of him. Mossad agent. Is that how they blackmailed our politicians? Is that how Israel gained control of our Congress? It wasn't just about money. They had blackmail on all of these people, all these pedophiles, all these homosexuals cheating on their wives, going to the bathhouses, going to Epstein's kitty farms. Is that how they got control and influence? Are they losing it now? Is that why AIPAC has to spend so much money? By the way, you ever heard of this? Ursula Haverbeck. She's 95 years old. She just got convicted for denying the Holocaust. This is what? You're denying the Holocaust as a crime? At 95 years old, convicted once more for denying the Holocaust. What a criminal. What a criminal, the 95-year-old prisoner. She's going to serve 16 more months for denying the Holocaust at 95 years old. Well, that's the greatest crime you can commit is denying the Holocaust, don't you see? Greatest crime you can commit. How dare you? How dare you? Baby girl who died from being left in the back of a hot car for hours in San Diego just 2 months after being adopted by a, brace for it, local gay couple. Well, certainly denying the Holocaust is a bigger crime than that. This is actually extremely disturbing. This is actually extremely tragic. You can't even believe that this would happen, except that I guess when you're a gay couple that buys a kid for your entertainment and pleasure, you don't care if you leave it in a hot car and it dies. The baby. It's disgusting. Should these two face the same fate? Baby girl who died from being left in the back of a hot car for hours in San Diego just 2 months after being adopted by a local gay couple. Ooh, it's pride. Ooh, it's so affirming. Ooh, it's a gay couple that bought a kid. And they left it in the back of the car, and it's dead now. How about that? Tiny little baby. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Didn't even have the baby for 2 months. So that's why this needs to be stopped. And this isn't to say that there might be a gay couple out there that really loves kids. There might be a gay couple out there that could be great parents. But you know what? Clearly, the instances are far too great of gay couples just buying kids as an accessory, buying kids for social media posts, buying kids because it's fun or it's pleasuring. You don't love that kid. You don't care about that kid if you leave it in the back of a car. You don't love that kid. You don't care about that kid if you're having trans surgeries on it and promoting your deviant sexuality on it. It's an accessory at that point. You're abusing it. So, yeah. I don't even think it should be controversial. Gay couples should not be allowed to buy children. I don't even know why that's controversial. Because it's gay pride. Oh, you don't want to be a homophobe. I'm not a homophobe. Not a homophobe at all. A baby needs a mother. Not two men dressing it up as an accessory to stunt around town. Really irks me. But it's Gay Pride Month, so the White House wants you to know. They've got a whole gay pride thing going on. They got the White House decor in the pride flag and rainbow crap everywhere. I guess this is what they do when Joe Biden is away. Just throw up a bunch of gay pride crap. You think Democrats were engaging in a bunch of sodomy while Biden was away? Hell yeah, they were. Biden wants you to know, by the way, he released this statement. Well, somebody releases this statement while he's disappeared for the week. Despite courage and sacrifice, thousands of LGBTQIA plus pedophile service members were forced out of the military because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. I mean, using my clemency authority to pardon certain former service members who were convicted simply for being themselves. Not for people that denied the deadly vaccine. For people that are obsessed with where they put their privates and in what they put their privates, and that's their most important thing, obviously not effective members of the military, that's what Biden's concerned about. And this is why our military is a joke. And they got all these pictures up now at their little desks, all these trans, gay, whatever, members of the military. They've got their pronouns at their desk. They want you to know. Hey, are you ready to fight? Fight? Do you even know what my pronouns are? Are you ready to go to war with Russia or China? Or did you just mispronoun me?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Speaking about the craziness of the pronoun mafia, listen to this lady's experience because she accidentally mispronounced an airline worker.
Okay, so we were denied.